He's getting a lot of help in a tight race. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden and former President Obama both in Pennsylvania today, hoping Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman will win votes before Tuesday's midterms. The president at a rally in Philadelphia.
John's gotten knocked down, but he gets back up. He's gotten up quickly. John has character, integrity, and he's going to be a hell of a good senator, United States Senator for Pennsylvania.
Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz also getting support from a big name, former President Trump, who has a rally scheduled this hour just outside Pittsburgh.
Trump is also midterm campaigning and has midterm campaigned across Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Florida, Ohio. Here in Pennsylvania, he's backed Oz since the Republican primary. Oz has been campaigning on inflation and crime.
Fox's Rich Edson. Former President Bill Clinton in New York campaigning for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul.
She is distributing $550 million to help low-income consumers with their home heating bills.
Hochul is locked in a tight race against Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. There's another change at Twitter.
For $8 a month, Twitter users can now subscribe to a service which includes the blue check mark, which up until now had been used to indicate a verified account. It's the latest change in just over a week since Elon Musk took over Twitter. On Friday, he laid off half of the company's 7,500 staff members, claiming he had no choice, saying Twitter is losing $4 million a day. Twitter is also losing advertisers who may be worried about possible offensive content due to Musk's stated commitment to free speech.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Singer Aaron Carter has been found dead in his Southern California home, his family confirming the death but not saying how the 34-year-old died. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Residents in southeastern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas spent the day surveying damage from a series of tornadoes Friday that killed at least two people. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Powderly, Texas.
After one of around 18 tornadoes touched down here, the damage is extensive. This house, the roof, torn off. A family was actually inside here at the time of the tornado. I spoke to the homeowner. He said he's lucky they're alive. Also notable, just seeing all these trees that have been snapped in half like toothpicks. Again, these winds were very powerful. We don't yet know what category of a tornado this was.
Dozens of people were injured by the storms. Family, friends, and fans gathered to bid farewell to rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis at memorial services held in his North Louisiana hometown. Lewis died October 28th at his Mississippi home south of Memphis, Tennessee. He was 87. Today's funeral, held in Faraday, the town where he was born, followed by a private burial. We could have a new World Series champ tonight or some more baseball tomorrow. Fox's Matt Napolitano with a Game 6 preview.
Houston Astros head back home, one win away from their second World Series win in franchise history, and what would be the first ring for Dusty Baker as a big league manager. His mentality heading into Game 6.
I'm just going to go out there and enjoy what I been doing for a long time.
But the Philadelphia Phillies are hoping to knot things up this evening and force Game 7 tomorrow. Manager Rob Thompson's advice to his crew?
Concentrate on doing the little things. I always tell them, focus on the little things and big things will happen.
Zach Wheeler gets the start on the mound for the Phillies against Framber Valdez for the Stros. First pitch in Game 6 of the World Series coming up shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern. You can catch the action from Minute Maid Park on Fox. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.